The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. I'm changing out headsets here, so forgive me.
It's
a good
day, ahead.
But the headset is not working right. So
yeah, you change out your headset. We all need to do that sometime in our life. Today's your day, Steve.
to change your headset of life.
Yeah, your mindset, your headset. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
By the way, our sympathies go out to those suffering from the revenge of Old Man Winter, who's been slumbering for 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And now it's we were talking about what Ray Pritchard told me was happened in Kansas City, and now that same storm sealing the weather from Indianapolis and across the mid-Atlantic now. So it's a big deal. Major story.
Like
a lot of people are going to be without power. Yep. What now?
In like a lion, out like a lamb, they say.
That's March. Isn't that March?
Winter?
Winter. Yeah. I think March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb.
I think there are a lot of people joining me in. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm forming a hate group against cold weather. You know what I'm saying?
I'm willing to join it. I used to love cold weather.
Right.
Growing up in New England, and up until a couple of years ago, the colder the better. And as I got older,
your bones said,
enough. Now, I'm not going to say that right. July and August in Mississippi
right.
makes me happy,
right?
But I prefer it to the freezing cold weather
all day, every day.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
And I do miss, it never used to bother me, the dark in the morning, and then you get off work or school,
right.
whatever, it's dark. That never used to bother me years ago, but the last few years, that's bothered me too. I just like sunshine.
Yeah.
And I used to make fun of snowbirds, okay? And by that, I mean folks who escaped the cold weather up north and flew south and for winter months to stay warm
right.
and then move back. But I now
understand.
Confess that I understand thoroughly what you're
You've seen after. The light.
I've seen the light.
You've seen the sunlight.
So only, I'm going to join your hate.
Only during part of the day, though, you've seen the sunlight. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
All right. Well, we continue. You know who's president of the United States right now? It's Joe Biden. We kind of mm-hmm. tend to forget that because he's
because he
really
forgets it.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You put that on a tee, Steve. I just hit it out of the ballpark.
I know. Well done.
Yeah.
We continually, though, get reminded every so often, and I want to play you a little clip. Now, my understanding is, because I didn't hear the question that was asked, but he was asked about some foreign policy issue. And for some reason, this was his response. Now, we had to edit it because it had a swear word in it that we can't use on our air.
I don't think there are any swear words we can use on their air.
Well, that's true.
But certainly not this one.
That's true. So let's play clip 8.
I think what he did was a genuine threat to democracy. I'm hopeful that we're beyond that. The only thing, my being the oldest president, I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole life. And I know them. I know how they think. Not a joke. What really hurts is when we talk about immigration the way we do.
Yeah, so he says, I've known more world leaders than all y'all.
He's probably right about that.
Yeah, but I don't think it had anything to do with the question.
What was the question?
And it was so without the bleeped word or without the word we took out, it doesn't quite sound as angry as it really was. And kind of irrational anger is one of the signs of dementia. So, I mean,
well, what did we hear right there, though, that was a problem?
Well, we took when he said, I've known more world leaders than, let me look up the exact.
Where was his blankety blank? I missed it.
Well,
we did a great job.
We took it out. Yeah,
great
good
job
edits.
Editing it out.
Oh, we edited it out, so that's why you can't even hear where he said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, so.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, we continue to look at the president. And
he was taking a shot at Trump, wasn't he? About January 6th?
Yeah, he was. He was saying he said it was a genuine threat to democracy, but he hopes we moved on from it.
Yeah, he hopes we moved on from it, but we're going to keep talking about it.
Okay, talking to reporters, he says he knows more world leaders than the reporters do in their whole bleeping lives. So that's a clear sign, and we've been seeing clear signs that Joe Biden is some diminished mental capacity. But, you know, up and until the debate, Democrats were telling everybody that he's fine. He's as sharp as ever. In fact, he's sharper than ever. One of those Democrats was Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, and he got, this is Christian Welker, I believe, and he got on
Meet
the
CNN?
Press. Meet the Press.
Oh, Meet the Press, okay. So this is Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, Democrat, on Meet the Press yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
And so Christian Welker is going to start this, and she kind of puts him in a box. Let's listen to Cut 9.
Obviously, there has been a lot of focus on President Biden's role in this. You were obviously in close contact with President Biden well before the public tuned into that debate that ultimately led to him stepping down. I want to play you a little bit of something you said last year. Take a look.
I talk to President Biden, you know, regularly, sometimes several times in a week, or usually several times in a week. His mental acuity is great. It's fine. It's as good as it's been over the years. All this right-wing propaganda that his mental acuity has declined is wrong.
Leader Schumer, what do you say to Americans who feel as though you and other top Democrats misled them about President Biden's mental acuity?
Nope. Look, we didn't. And let's look at President Biden. He's had an amazing record. The legislation we passed, one of the most significant groups of legislation since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, putting in 235 judges, a record. And he's a patriot. He's a great guy. And when he stepped down, he did it on his own because he thought it was better not only for the Democratic Party, for America. We should all salute him. We should all salute him.
Listen, Republicans are capable of lying too. Humans are capable of lying. That's why the Lord God Himself put it as one of the top ten.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not lie. Yep. So evidently God knew we're all capable of it. So I'm not saying this in a self-righteous way or that Republicans don't or can't. But why does a man like Schumer right there just straight up look her in the eye and lie through his teeth? And then here's a boldness of something like that. She knows he's lying.
Yes.
He knows he's lying. And the lie continues. Why does it Chuck Schumer just man up, as they say? Can you say man up today, or is it whatever gender
you... I'm not a biologist.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Whatever you feel your gender is up.
Yeah.
And just say, yep, we did. We misled people because we wanted him to win and not lose. Because it was worse to get the Republicans and Trump in there, so we decided to go with he's doing great. So I'm sorry it had to come to that, but it was better than the alternative. Why would you say something like that?
I think first of all, what's most insulting about Chuck Schumer, so much so that Kristen Welker, who heads up the storied Meet the Press.
That's show NBC on show, right?
NBC. Okay. Is that Schumer is insulting our intelligence.
Yes.
It would have been, I think, better for him to say,
yeah,
well, you know what, Kristen? I talked to the president several times a week, but I'm not a doctor. And sometimes it seemed like he wasn't as sharp, but sometimes I'm not as sharp.
Right.
And so I had no inside medical knowledge. I operated under the assumption that the president was fine. Otherwise, the doctors would have told us differently. He could have at least, if you're going to lie, he could have at least said that. But to not first, he doesn't answer her question.
At all.
But to.
What? No, he did. He said, we didn't mislead. That's the first thing he said.
Yeah.
We didn't mislead. Which is a lie itself.
That is true. That is true.
He said we did mislead, and then look at his record. That's all he said. Yeah. But really, the thing is not about Biden. It's about you, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, telling us all as well, all along. No, he's sharp as a tack.
Listen, President Biden, when he stepped down as the Democratic nominee, he should have stepped down as president, too.
Yes, he should have.
He's going to wind up having been in office for 6 months, lead the head of our country when he had a diminished mental capacity, and everybody knows
it. Yeah, I know.
Maybe someone should check Chuck Schumer for mental acuity.
Well,
he's going to believe that.
I don't know. Well, I do know that they lied because they had to cover for Biden, because they had to cover for him because he was on their team. The Democrats, and they were stuck between if we say he's slipping, then people are going to say, well, why are you letting him remain in the White House?
Right.
And it would create division between Biden, who's the sitting president, and the top Democrat leader. So he decided, Schumer being the top Democrat leader, Nancy Pelosi, let's just go before she retired as Speaker of the House. We're just going to have to go with he's as sharp as a tack. I talk to him all the time. I think so they went with it, and it backfired in a big way after the debate performance.
I would just toss this in too. There were I'm guessing, but I think we can all be safe can safely assume there were political calculations that went into this too, because Joe Biden, it was seemed clear after he stepped down that he was not happy with the people who pressured him to leave. I mean, he has said
the other day he said, if I'd have run, I'd have won.
I'd have beaten Donald Trump.
Kind of like I regret being
so
dropping
people like
out.
Pelosi and Schumer probably made this calculation. We don't want to push Biden too far and demand that he step down because he knows where a few bodies are buried too.
This is prior to the debate.
No, I'm saying after the debate. In other words,
they did push him out, though.
No, but I'm saying why not tell him he's got to step down as president, too?
Oh.
That they might have said, no, if we do that, he knows where a few bodies are buried.
Oh, I got you.
And this could come back on us politically.
I got to say that they wouldn't have been able to get away with it near as long as they did without the cooperation of the press.
Absolutely.
Among them.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, it just came down to raw politics. The Democrats and the liberal media did not want to admit to what everybody knew about Biden because they didn't want to diminish his power, and they thought he's going to run again, and they didn't want to say, hey, we're supporting a guy who's got half his brain working now. They didn't want to say that, so they went with, he's as great as ever.
How about this for a political miscalculation? Knowing now what we know, Kamala Harris steps in, President Trump beats her, even in the popular vote. What if Democrats, I think this is a miscalculation. What the Democrats should have said is no debates. The president of the United States is not going to debate a convicted felon.
Oh, you mean Biden v. Trump?
Yes. I think they made a miscalculation putting him in for a debate. They could have at least rationalized.
Why did they do that?
Yeah, I think they figured we've got to have at least one debate. We can inject him with whatever, and he can get through one debate. But they should have said, no, absolutely no debates with this guy.
Right, they'd have had a better shot.
They would have had a better shot.
And then kept him in the basement.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I don't think they would have had any shot of him winning. Anyway. Yeah. All right. We continue to learn a little bit more about these terror attacks, specifically the one in Las Vegas. A guy named Matthew Leibelsberger, as you recall, drove a Tesla truck up to the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas and blew it up, killing himself. We found out that he's a 37-year-old Green Beret. He suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, which I think is the key here because he was not a Trump opponent. He was a Trump fan.
Right.
And he said, this is not a terrorist attack. It is a wake-up call. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. And then he said in his writings, why did I personally do it now? I needed to cleanse my mind of the brothers I've lost and relieve myself of the burden of the lives I took.
Yeah, this is, listen, we are on this show, on this radio network, we frequently, publicly express our thanks to members of the military who oftentimes put their lives in danger to defend the United States and its interests. But it is also true that it comes at a cost for these members of the military, some of whom, maybe many of whom, come back with long-term battles that they have to fight. I'm not sure our country is doing all it can to help those members of the military get through things like post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we probably need to spend, if we're going to spend some money, we need to spend a little more money helping them get acclimated back to life and deal with the things they've seen, the things that they had to do. Okay? If you're a sniper and you have to put, I've never been in the military, but if you have to put a round through another human being, I don't know how you just brush that aside.
And
I just want to mention that at the beginning here that Matthew Leibelsberger, is that how you pronounce
it? Leibelsberger.
Leibelsberger, he was wrestling with some demons.
He was, and it gets even worse than what you described because the terrible, awful demon-possessed people who were perpetrating this war would load up children with
yes.
explosives and send them to the soldiers. And what are you supposed to do?
Right.
So, and you remember last, probably Thursday, I think, Wednesday or Thursday, we talked with Randy Sutton, who's the president of the Wounded Blue. And you say that we need money. This is an organization that he started that deals specifically.
This is for police?
Well, it's for police, but yeah. with the same, I mean, they could start one or he could
right.
do military as well. But there are organizations like Randy's that deal with PTSD and mental breakdowns as well as physical stuff. So,
well, God did not originally create mankind to be in war, okay? That's a result of the fall.
Right.
So it's not I understand, I'm not trying to get all philosophical here. It is natural for people to fight, but it's because of the fall. That's not God's intention for us. And when you have to take a life, that comes at a great cost for a lot of people.
God built a lot of amazing protection into the human brain for
yeah.
stuff like this. And people are, sometimes they put it away and forget it.
Yeah.
They can section it off and they don't remember it. But at times it's so much that they can't keep it in the box.
Yes.
And that's what happens with PTSD.
All right. Next story.
All right. Well, we have some very happy.
So excuse me, but yeah. So the bottom line is the story out of Las Vegas had nothing to do with terrorism.
Correct.
Even though we originally thought it was connected to New Orleans, and they were maybe simultaneous for a reason, two people acting together, that was not the case. And the fellow who committed suicide in Las Vegas had nothing to do with the terrorist attack in New Orleans.
No, but it was a reasonable assumption because
oh, yeah.
you have
yeah.
a Tesla truck with Elon Musk in front of the Trump Hotel. If somebody was anti-Trump and Musk,
yeah.
that's where you
yeah.
would do it. So, yeah.
What was his... I understand the gentleman was Hunter mental duress, and as Ed said, battling demons, obviously. I mean, he shot himself, committed suicide. That's very sad and tragic, and somebody who does that has to be under demonic oppression. But what was his political statement about wake up? Wake up for what?
I believe he's not a fan of the current leadership of the country, of the Democrats and what they've done.
But they were out.
I can't explain why he couldn't be patient for another month, except on top of the fact that he needed to wake people up. He was dealing with the demons, like he said, of the brothers he lost and the lives he took.
But it was kind of odd to, of course, the whole thing is messed up, right? But it's kind of odd for somebody to commit suicide and make a current events political statement.
He said in one of the letters, he wrote several letters, and authorities now have those in hand. But in one of the letters, he said that the U.S. was terminally ill and headed toward collapse. So in some of his other letters, he's mentioned things about social problems, and it appears, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but it appears he thinks the social problems are too big to fix unless Americans are shocked into taking
the necessary action. So he wanted to use his suicide to try to bring attention to his that statement.
That appears to be what he was.
Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than a stunt, he called it, with fireworks and explosives?
Well, but then he shot himself before the car burned up, right?
Yeah.
And the car didn't even burn up.
Oh, no, it did.
It did, but it didn't explode with apparently the force that he thought it would.
But the
because
Tesla.
Of the construction of it, it went upwards rather than outwards.
It did, the construction of it. Now, it might be since he wasn't opposed to Trump and Musk that he understood that it was real. I mean, it's known to be bulletproof, literally bulletproof, this car is. So he might have reasoned that it wasn't going to do a whole lot of damage, and I don't think shooting himself made more than 5 seconds of difference. He would have died either way.
Yeah, but, I won't get into the gory details. Go ahead, next story.
All right, Joe Biden is having some fun. He invited 18 of his friends to the White House over the weekend and handed out some medals of freedom. It's kind of a thing that presidents do at the end of the term.
Should I give a blood pressure warning at this point, what Steve's about to talk about? For those who haven't heard,
you might want to take some deep breaths here.
So Joe Biden, on his last few days, he gives, and all presidents do this, they give presidential medals of honor away to
people who have done good work for the collective good.
All right.
And for
so who
the
did
country.
Biden choose?
Well, he chose 18 people, among them Hillary Clinton, who we know is a hero of this country, and I say sarcastically, and George Soros, who has almost single-handedly decimated the justice system in our country.
Listen, I can understand the Hillary Clinton one,
right?
From a Democratic president who
she served as Secretary of State.
Yeah, when he was
first
vice
lady.
President.
I can understand that.
I can understand that, and you're going to have, politics enter into your selection. So if you're a Democratic president, you're not going to pick a Republican for that. But George Soros,
I know,
that just shows you how radical Joe Biden is, or whoever is in his administration that picked these people out. I don't even know if Joe Biden picked these folks out.
And not all of them are controversial. Michael J. Fox got something. Magic Johnson was awarded something. Denzel Washington. So probably some of Biden's favorite people.
Yeah, yeah. But Soros.
Well,
that's like giving a Medal of Honor to Dracula.
I know.
I mean, it's just villain. He's a villain.
Yeah.
There's nothing redeeming about Dracula.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
5-6.
It'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately, for our listeners.
All right. Thank you for listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show. We appreciate it very much. Keep listening to American Family Radio throughout the day. Take care. See you tomorrow.